From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says if China is not going to solve the problem of North Korea, we will. Mr. Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at the U.S. leader's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida Thursday. The two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program, threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of coal imports from North Korea, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. The death toll continues to rise in southwestern Colombia after a massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers swept through a small city as residents slept, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing nearly 250 people. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the area Saturday and declared a state of public calamity while promising to provide the desperately needed help for those hit by the disaster. He says we will do everything possible to help the families, not only to help the families who lost their loved ones, but all of them who lost their homes. It breaks my heart. The incident, triggered by a sudden heavy rainstorm, happened around midnight into Saturday in a provincial capital of about 40,000 people tucked between mountains near Colombia's southern border with Ecuador. For their part, Red Cross officials and 400 people were injured in the deluge, with at least 200 others still missing. The United States appears to be raising the stakes in Syria, suggesting Russia may have helped the Assad regime carry out a deadly chemical weapons attack that killed more than 80 people in Idlib province. This is VOA News. Swedish police said Saturday they have arrested a man they believe is likely the driver of the truck that plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing 4 people, injuring 15 others. The Swedish prime minister said the incident was certainly a terrorist attack.
I don't want any one of these terrorists to win on this situation. I mean, it can be very hard because it is very scary. But what can you do? You have to go on as it was before, because you have the future in front of you, and you can't just start to feel scared, even if it's very difficult to avoid.
It was one of the many residents who said they refused to bow to the threat of terrorism. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government officers are flying flags at half-staff Saturday as it observes a national day of mourning. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council Friday that the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime near Idlib earlier this week necessitated the U.S. missile attack on a Syrian air base.
The United States took a very measured step last night. We are prepared to do more, but we hope that will not be necessary. It is time for all civilized nations to stop the horrors that are taking place in Syria and demand a political solution.
The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials say used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. Authorities in western Myanmar say a ferry carrying scores of wedding guests capsized in a river, killing 20 people. Emergency workers said the ferry collided with another boat. Officials said at least 9 people are missing. 30 people have been rescued. The International Crime Court held a hearing Friday on South Africa's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir when he visited the country in 2015. The ICC wanted South Korean authorities to detain and hand over the Sudanese leader, who was wanted on charges of genocide. The social media company Twitter is no longer suing the U.S. federal government. Twitter says it made the decision after the U.S. government dropped its efforts to force Twitter to identify users behind an account critical of President Donald Trump. Twitter had filed the lawsuit just a day earlier, claiming the government had overstepped its authority and issuing a summons to reveal the account owners. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.